Welcome back. 8 minutes past the hour. It's the Faith Radio Network. It's a new year. Is it time for a new job or a whole new career? My friend Bob Dickey has written a great new book on that called Love Your Work, Four Practical Ways You Can Pivot to Your Best Career. Bob is the president of Crown Financial Ministries, and he joins us this morning from Tennessee. Good morning, Bob, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. It's an honor to be on your program this morning.
Now, you and I have talked before about how the global economy has led to some major changes in the job market here in the U.S. Can you describe what types of changes that we've seen over the past couple of years?
Well, first and foremost, with globalization, you know, what people are seeing in the news, outsourcing of jobs, that seems to be like the biggest threat. Companies are downsizing, but one of the underlying things that may not be covered as much in media is the fact that with the advent of newer technology and automation, that this is going to continue to place a great deal of stress on the workforce. Because companies, regardless of what industry, whether it's in publishing, whether it's in media, whether it's in manufacturing, technology is changing the way companies work and organize, and so that's going to have a disproportionate impact on the workforces of those companies. So people who are not prepared, don't know what's going on, and aren't taking the steps to be able to be extremely viable and useful in this new global technology-based economy are going to be under a lot of stress.
As you look ahead at, let's say, the next 10 years, Bob, what do you see happening with the job market in the U.S.? How do you see that continuing to change because of new technological innovations and increased globalization?
Well, two examples. The entry-level service work has been where a lot of our young people get their first job. They start to learn about the workplace and the work environment. And so we're thinking about like McDonald's and Wendy's and a lot of those fast food restaurants. Well, as minimum wage laws have started to increase across the country, McDonald's and other places are just saying, okay, well, guess what? We're going to automate and we're going to have fast food kiosks. We're going to have less employees in those establishments because we want to save costs. So there's less jobs available for our young people who are trying to get integrated into the workforce. But then on the other side of the equation, let's take a look at Uber. And this is a technology-based company that is radically changing the way people move and leverage transportation. It's been said that 3 out of 10 men in America have a job that's based in transportation. And many experts are saying that within the next 5 years, it's highly probable that the semi-trailers that you're seeing on the freeways, automation of cars and taxi services, that entire industry is going to be remade because of this technology. So think about that. 30% of the American men in the workplace today may be displaced within the next 5 to 10 years. Where are they going to go? What jobs are they going to have? And these are just two sectors of many. Every single sector is being impacted by technology. So this is why we need to be aware of what's going on and understand how our specific sectors may be impacted and what we can do to be ahead of that curve.
That is a stunning statistic about transportation. Are you saying then that, you know, all these semis that we see on the road are going to be self-driving trucks, which that sounds pretty scary to me?
It's moving very rapidly in that direction. They're already testing it in Europe. We've got 3 or 4 different companies here within the United States that are testing it. I mean, obviously, Tesla is testing it for a passenger vehicle. You've got Google X that are testing the self-driving taxis. So we're at the very beginning of this, but once we hit that inflection point, once we get a couple of these companies that get the technology down just right, it's going to be an avalanche. It's going to impact the entire country, the entire globe. I mean, think about, you know, a few years ago when you and I flew into a city, we hailed a taxi. Today, I mean, as I travel, Singapore, Hong Kong, anywhere I go, I click an Uber, right? I haven't used a taxi in years. So that's how quickly things are changing.
Mm. Now, given some of Donald Trump's campaign promises, how is his presidency likely to affect the job market?
Well, we're seeing a boost in the stock market, and this might be going down a little bit of a different path. You know, I think that we potentially are going to see the stock market buoyed for a while, but the underlying fundamentals of what's happening globally haven't changed. And most of the experts that I've spoken with about this have said, look, there's going to be a stock market correction in 2017, regardless of who's president. Some of the policies that President-elect Trump has said that he's going to put in place, it will certainly unwind a little bit of the global pressure. He's wanting to protect manufacturing jobs here in the U.S. It's one of the reasons why you saw so many states that used to vote on the Democratic ticket that were strong union strongholds vote on, for him. So I think that we're going to see some protectionist policies, but that does not change. Here's what people need to understand. That is not going to change technology and automation. And those are the two things that are fundamentally rewriting the global economy. Every single sector of the American economy is being impacted by new forms of technology. And so that's why we, as the American worker, we need to understand, what are those technologies? How can I use them? How can I leverage them? How can I be at the cutting edge of these technologies so that I can be viable in my job and in my sector as opposed to being replaced?
We're talking to Bob Dickey. He's the president of Crown Financial Ministries. And coming up, we'll talk about what you can do to better position yourself for job success in 2017. Stick with us. Welcome back. 16 past the hour at the Faith Radio Network, the 3rd of January, as we start a brand new work week and a brand new year together. I'm Bill Meyer with my guest, Bob Dickey. He's the president of Crown Financial Ministries. Bob has a new book out called Love Your Work. And Bob, we've been talking about the old economy going the way of the dinosaur. A new economy is being born. So what are some of the new opportunities that people can seize on as we head into 2017?
Well, one of the key things that I mentioned in the book is that for us as the American worker, acquiring new skills and certifications is going to be absolutely critical for continued success in the workforce. And so there's all sorts of new opportunities that are being born with this new global economy. You know, I reference in depth various sectors of green energy and renewable energy. There's an abundance of solar, wind, and electric sectors that are growing in particular. I mean, take a look at what's happening with Tesla. I just mentioned in the previous segment about what Google and others are doing to try to remake the transportation sector here within the United States. Those are all booming. In technology, Mark Andreessen has said that software is eating the world, and this is impacting things from HR departments, legal, healthcare, logistics. So there's ways in which, you know, I encourage people to get plugged in, understand how new forms of technology are going to be impacting your particular industry and your particular job. One of the biggest things and most exciting things that I think that's out there is big data. You're going to be reading about this in periodicals and newspapers, but big data, I mean, a few years ago, there weren't colleges that were offering degrees in this specific discipline. And so big data is anything from data science and data analytics. These are new degree offerings. They even have nano degrees. You can actually go online and take certified courses online in the privacy of your own home and get a certification on it. And we're actually hearing that Google, which one of the most difficult companies to get hired into here in America, Google's actually monitoring the people who are graduating from these short nano degrees online, and they're sending them emails and they're offering them jobs. So it just goes to show you how important these new degrees are.
So are we talking primarily about learning coding, learning how software applies to the web and different types of databases? What are we specifically talking about in this learning these new technology skills?
Well, data science, certainly programming and coding is going to be a very important part of this new economy. But this is actually taking a look, you know, with all of the new wearable technology, all these new devices, it's creating data. And so companies, no matter what sector that you are in, companies are needing to look at this data and analyze it. Data science is a predictive science. So as we take a look at all of this stuff, healthcare companies, for one, here in Nashville, Tennessee, they're looking at various forms of data that are being collected and saying, okay, based on what's happening in Bob Dickey's life, can we predict, you know, what his health is going to be like in a few years? So this data science is actually analyzing the data and then helping companies make predictions based on that data. So it doesn't necessarily mean coding and programming and so forth, although there are opportunities there as well.
Now, in your book, Bob, you talk about four different career quadrants: reinvent, repurpose, revector, and renew. Can you just briefly describe each one of those and how they work?
Yeah, so what I've found is that all of us are going to be in one of those four career quadrants in our life. And what we really want to try to get into is the renew quadrant. This is where we have high passion for what we're doing and high opportunity. This is where we're in the sweet spot of our career, where we're really having impact. We're doing what we feel like God has called us to do, that we're uniquely gifted and designed to do. Now, throughout the course of our career, we're probably going to find ourselves in one of the other three quadrants, which is reinvent, repurpose, or revector. And I highlight the various people who have been in those careers or those quadrants and what they need to do to move into that renew zone. The reinvent quadrant it happens quite frequently here within the United States. And what that is it's an individual who has low passion for what they are doing and low opportunity. They're in a dead-end job. They need to completely reinvent themselves. Maybe the industry has changed. I had friends that were working with General Motors a number of years ago, and their plant got sourced overseas. And they're like, Bob, I've got to completely reinvent who I am. I've got to do something different. And so there's a specific set of principles and steps that people need to take if they need to completely reinvent themselves. Well, sometimes we just need to revector. So we've got industry experience. We're very passionate about what we're doing, but the industry is changing, and we just need to make some slight alterations within our career so that we can have greater opportunity. We can get back into that career zone. Those people have a different set of steps. Other folks might find themselves in the repurpose zone. The folks who are in the repurpose zone, they are highly, highly passionate about what they're doing. They know exactly what God has called them to do, but for whatever reason, there isn't a great opportunity for them there. Something's happening with the company, or maybe something's happening with industry, so they want to leverage what they know they're supposed to be doing, but they just have to take a few steps to kind of repurpose their career and get back into that zone of renewal. And so in the book, I kind of talk about all four quadrants and how we've got to be able to make these little micro adjustments, these small steps to get into that zone of renewal. And that's where we're highly passionate about what we're doing, where we have great opportunity for the future, and we know that we're in that sweet spot doing what God's called us to do, and we're having impact in the lives of people around us and the world around us.
I know you believe it's so critical for all of us to move into that renew quadrant and stay there. Just in the 2 minutes or so we have left, a few practical steps for the person listening right now who says, you know, I'm in a dead end job, or my company's downsizing, or my industry's changing, and what do I do next?
Well, first and foremost, there are so many people out there, Bill, who feel this way, and they never take the first step. It feels too big. They don't know where to turn. The very first step is make the decision that you want to have a better life. You want something different, and you're willing to take the steps to go there. That is a huge first step. Secondly, what I really encourage people to do is you can't make a plan and know where you want to go unless you know who you are. This is where I really recommend people taking some type of career assessment. At Crown, we have Career Direct, which allows people to understand your unique skills and talents and capabilities, what God has called you to do, what is uniquely baked into your DNA. Once you know who you are and how God made you and what He's specifically called you to do, then the next step is to say, okay, where do I, based on my history, based on all this information that I now have, where do I want to go? Where's that goal and target out there? And this is where we get a coach or a mentor, somebody to come alongside us to give us some outside perspective. And that's when we can start crafting a plan. That's the final step. Crafting a plan where we say, okay, look, here's what we're going to do this week, this month. This is what we're going to do for the first half of this year. Here's what our goals are going to be for the rest of the year. A lot of times, moving into these various quadrants, it's not something that happens in one day. You have to develop a plan, and it might be a year-long plan, but as you start to take those baby steps, as you start to make those small incremental improvements, it's amazing how quickly you can change your life and get into that zone of high passion and high opportunity where you're just absolutely loving what you're doing.
Boy, and those baby steps are so key because, as you said, many of us think, gosh, this is just such a huge undertaking that we never actually make any kind of step towards that that pivoting in our career or our job. And so good inspiration for all of us. Once again, Bob has this great new book out. It's called Love Your Work, 4 Practical Ways You Can Pivot to Your Best Career. Bob is the president of Crown Financial Ministries. We would encourage you to go to Crown's website, learn more about what they do and that career direct assessment that he was talking about. Bob, thanks so much for your time and a happy new year to you and all of your staff there at Crown.
Oh, thank you so much, Bill. Happy new year to you as well.